What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get to an NFL no huddle in 20 minutes as well, in which we will not hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. And I'm not happy about
it. Don't get him started, man. He's already over there damn stressing right now.
He gave a cool quote.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. I love the quote because you asked Abe to go find this sound, and Abe's about to drive himself freaking crazy trying to find it.
I told him, I said, Abe, if you can find this quote, that's awesome. But if you have to work for more than 30 seconds to find it, don't do it.
Yes, he's over there digging in, trying to find this one audio.
But Abe's a dog after a bone.
Like, that might not
used. He's going to find, and if he can't find it online, he probably knows somebody that works in sports radio in Buffalo.
He's calling Cleveland he's calling Cleveland to get the guy's number in Buffalo.
He was on with Cleveland this morning. So he's already talked to those guys today.
Yeah, so I mean,
he's all right, send me this MP3. We need to use it in 20 minutes. Sorry. Anyway. We will either play that or we won't. Either way, it'll be fine, and we'll talk about some NFL football in 20 minutes. We'll get back into some college football at 12:20 as well, the back page with Bo in an hour, and we will get into a couple of different NBA Hawks and NBA-related conversations in a minute.
Because I know the Hawks just played the Lakers last night, and then I'm laughing at the thing because we were talking about it's like Rich Paul, like we talk about the podcast. They get on the podcast. What was the young lady's name who have NBA players crying on the podcast? Rooks?
Yeah. Taylor Rooks.
Taylor Rooks.
Or whatever. Have them saying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, have them saying all.
Which I understand.
Rich Paul, who's actively an agent for many people.
Many people in sports.
Is now on the podcast with Max Kellerman.
It's their show.
Yes.
Like, I didn't realize that. I thought he was a guest.
No, it's theirs.
Yeah. It was funny because I didn't realize this morning. I thought he was a guest on Max Kellerman's podcast, and then all this stuff kept coming out. I was like, how long was this interview?
Right.
But it turns out
but you're as an agent, you're telling, like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, I see LeBron distances of the reflection of me or how I feel. You don't ever want to hear that. From your client, from your top
slash
client.
Best friend,
your top client, you know who's a. I don't want to say because Rich Paul's a smart brother and he's got plenty of clients and got max deals for everybody. But start with that guy, you know. Start with that guy, you know. So maybe talk about the Kings,
and I know this is going to sound crazy, Randy, but hang with me for a minute.
I mean, listen,
or don't do a podcast while you're an agent.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
just do that job.
That kind of same thing as like as a player.
It feels like, but more though to me, like a player can say whatever he wants because a player kind of only controls his own situation on the team that he's on.
Right.
Right. Now, that's not entirely true. There's influence in other areas, but like pretty much, like Draymond does a podcast and it only comes back on Draymond if he says something crazy or any of these other guys that do podcasts because there's many of them. Like the way that media works right now in the NBA specifically for this conversation is so much of this stuff gets leaked out there, either via Shams or Brian Windhorst or whoever, because they want it out there.
Right.
And then it kind of starts to seed these all these opinions that people then discuss. And then it starts to sway public opinion towards whatever the news was in the first place. He's just doing that on his own media while he's in charge of a lot of these guys' contract. It seems like a conflict of interest.
To me, it does.
You know what I mean? Seems like you shouldn't be able to
basically say Ben Simmons didn't love basketball. Like, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
All right, man. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's the Lakers. It's like
Cowboys. Because he said that the Lakers should trade Austin Reeves to the Grizzlies for Jaren Jackson.
Who I'm like, well. Yeah, they need Jaren Jackson, but
yeah, they should do that.
Yeah, they should do that.
If the Grizzlies are willing.
Yeah, they should do that. Yeah. But yeah, it's a podcast world, baby.
Although Ayton looked pretty good last night.
Oh man!
Now it's one thing.
It's one thing to do
it
consistently.
The Hawks have some pretty, pretty limited at the center position right now, just because Okongwu's having a nice year, not the biggest guy in the world, obviously. And then after that, when Porzingis doesn't play, it's just tough sledding.
Yeah, man.
Last
night. They got to get some kind of –
Aiton went 18 and 17 on him last
They
got
to get some bigs in Atlanta. And you know, and I know this whole Anthony Davis thing is out there. And me and you were talking before the show, I said, they're going to trade for him probably.
Yeah, and I said, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, and then you and said, I said, me too.
That probably means that they're going
to
do
it. Yeah, that just seems like something – they need him.
Yeah.
They need a player of like him to play, you know, to be the anchor of their defense. But he's never in there.
Yeah, like every team outside of maybe two or three need a player like
him. Yeah.
Because when he's out there, he's still one of the best defensive centers in the NBA, and also one of the best offensive centers in the NBA.
Yes.
But he's never out there.
Never out there.
He's literally hurt right now.
Yes.
And he's going to be out for 6 weeks.
They think it's maybe something in the water in Georgia, some of that Georgia water or something?
I don't know. I mean, he played in Louisiana.
Was he hurting? Was he hurting?
Not as much.
With Pelicans like
no,
that?
Not
That's
as
what
much.
I'm saying.
Not as much
like, maybe he needs to get back down. I know he's from Chicago.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe he needs to get back down south.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
It just seems like if you trade for Anthony Davis, you're trading for an injured Anthony Davis.
Because you look at it.
Because the trade deadline is within this 6 week window.
Look at his time in Dallas. His first game.
Got hurt.
After Luka. Yep. And he is balling, dunking.
Yeah.
I'm here. And then. Proceeds to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Trade rumors are swirling around him and proceeds to get hurt that same game. Mm-hmm. Like, and I want Anthony Davis so bad, Andy. I just want to believe that he's going to be healthy. I just can't.
Yeah,
well, I would love Anthony Davis
he's
to be,
not gonna be.
I would love Anthony Davis to be a Hawk, but I just don't believe in the fact that he's going
to
be healthy.
Here's the counter argument, though, is like in order to get him, you'd be trading a guy who also doesn't play, right? Like you'd be moving on from Porzingis' contract and because it's expiring, and Porzingis has missed more than half the games this year too.
Right.
So, I mean, why not? Now the problem is Anthony Davis has years left on it. I don't know how many years left, but it's not an expiring deal. So you'd be getting him, I guess, for this year and then
next year.
For the future, but there's nothing to tell you that the future is injury.
Because he has 3 years left, right?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
It's an awful lot of money to pay a guy.
Two-year player option, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seems like, and again, what I'm about to say maybe doesn't make sense because I don't know what direction they're heading in, but it just seems like a pretty big commitment to a guy when you just got out from underneath the commitment to another guy.
Correct.
You know, for different reasons. That's injuries or whatever, but like, or fit, and we'll get to Salah's comments on Trey in a minute. But like, I don't know. But at the same time, I don't know what the Hawks' direction is right now. Like, I mean, clearly it's post-Trey, Jalen Johnson, this number one pick that they're going to get from the Pelicans, and some of these young guys that are on the roster right now. But like, they're not very good.
No.
They're not bad, but they're not good, which is what they already were before.
And I think today, Andy, is the last day of All-Star voting, so hey, go in there and hit that button for Jalen Johnson, man. This young man deserves it. I don't know if he'll be a starter, but, I mean, whoever the head coach is cannot deny this boy a spot on this damn team. So hopefully, you know, he gets his first All-Star bid and things like that. But, yeah, I'm like, okay, they are – where are they at? They are – middle of the pack. No, not even middle. At the bottom of the pack, pretty much, right?
They're in the play-in.
They're in the play-in.
They're in the exact same spot where they all
are. I'm gonna start putting that at the bottom.
Okay.
How about that? How about I put that at the bottom?
Yeah, right? I mean they're not the Pacers.
They're in the basement.
Or the Wizards.
Yeah, they're in the basement.
But yeah, as it stands right now, and again, as it stands right now, by the way, is halfway.
Yeah.
Last night was their 42nd game of the year. They're halfway done with this season. They're 20-22, and they're in the ninth spot in the East. Which is hilarious that right ahead of them is the Heat and right behind them is the Bulls, because at any point over the last 5 years, the Bulls, Hawks, and Heat have been 8, 9, and 10 in one order or another.
Yes.
Like those three teams are just there.
Yeah.
Like no matter what they do, no matter who plays for them, no matter who they trade, no matter what it is, the Heat, Hawks, and Bulls are going to play each other in the play-in round. And that was the whole thing at the beginning of the year with all the moves they made and everything was – To make sure that you're in a secured spot, your top six, maybe better than that. And I think if they had been healthy this year, they would not be where they are right now. Although, I don't know, because when Trey did play with them, they didn't play very well or win a lot of games, which is part of the reason probably why they moved on from him.
And why did they move on?
Here's Anse Saleh, the general manager of the Hawks, telling us why he no longer fit with the Hawks at this time?
The guys we got back made a lot of sense for us. I think we've also seen like the evolution of our team as well. You know, we have a lot of ball handlers. I think you guys have seen that too. A lot of guys that can initiate offense. Jalen's emergence, like guys basically averaging a triple double this season. Dyson on ball, Nikhil on ball, I guess CJ on ball. Like we have a lot of guys that could handle, and just fitting the evolution of where we're going, I think this made the most sense for us. It made sense for Trey, and I think this was the right trade for everybody.
The evolution.
It's kind of wild to reduce Trey to a ball handler.
Yes.
You know, like we got a lot of ball handlers. It's like, all right, I mean, you know, at his peak, he certainly was viewed as more than a ball handler for the organization. But, okay, fair enough. And you didn't have CJ when you had Trey. You got CJ because you traded Trey, so that's not exactly applicable either. But, yeah, I guess he didn't fit. And, you know, he was ready to go, and you were ready to have him go, and that's that. Again, I still think this roster with him healthy would have been pretty good. Certainly would have been better than 20 and 22. He's not here anymore, so it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But who are they now? That's what's relevant.
They don't have an identity.
I don't think they do.
They don't. They don't. And I think, you know, as your best player matures, that kind of becomes your identity. So whatever Jalen is, and because right now he's hands down the best player on this team, and in my opinion, he's the most important player on this roster. The most important things in this roster is him in that damn pick, but he's the most important player in this roster.
Yeah, but that's tough too, though. You know, like that. You're right about that in terms of like franchise assets. That's where it is. But that doesn't do anything for us tonight or tomorrow. I guess they play the Blazers tomorrow night.
Are the Blazers good?
They're all right. They're kind of fun. They got some fun young players.
Okay.
But that didn't help last night. That pick didn't defend LeBron when he almost had a triple-double on you at 41 years old.
They just had the number last night. And they've been on the West Coast. They've been, you know, playing well and things like that. And it's, you know. Lakers and the Lakers been struggling, so the Lakers, you know, they had to find a way to get a win.
Shot the damn lights out last night. And, the Lakers did to the Hawks what every team that beats the Hawks like that does, is they made their open threes. I mean, and they got a lot of them. They got a lot of open looks from three because they don't defend the perimeter. But nobody defends the perimeter, so I'm not banging on the Hawks for this. Certainly not in the first half. They have to lead the league in 80 points allowed in the first halves.
Because they
gave up 81 again last night in the first half to the Lakers. Yeah, they just, you know.
But they're supposed to be a better defensive team, right?
Exactly. That's the thing that leads me to ask, what is this team now? Because one of the things that they were supposed to be.
Are we asking too much of this team, considering where the league is?
What do you mean?
As far as defensively.
No, well, because they're not just bad compared to what we thought they might be. Mm-hmm. They're bottom 10 in the league defensively. Like, they rank them. Some teams are in the top 10. Now, nobody's playing great
defense. But that's what I'm saying. Top 10 in today's game, like, how big a deal is that?
Better than being bottom 10.
Again, I ask you this. Okay, but
I don't understand what you're asking.
Meaning, what is
does the defense matter?
I didn't.
Yes,
it does. I'm not asking it, but in today's game, how much is defense played?
It's played at times, and in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, but like fourth quarter and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the league is.
But no, I can't get behind
this
you on that one.
This is an offensive-driven league right now, and it looks like the refs are allowing a lot, but I think the players are allowing a lot too. I'm not saying that Hawks are.
I'm not comparing them to what we expected of teams before.
But what did you?
I'm comparing them to the NBA currently.
What did we expect of this team?
But that was the whole sell of the offseason. And without Trey, is that without Trey, they're a better defensive team. That has not been true.
But we kind of knew that was going to happen, right? With you, like I go back to everything we talk about with the Falcons. Like you, well, like what they're telling you over there at State Farm, you actually believe? Like they're a better defensive team without Trey, but yet the numbers have never shown they're a better defensive team?
Well, no, in the past they have been a better defensive team without Trey. When Trey was out 2 years ago for the final stretch of the season, and they completely changed the way that they played, and DeJounte was the point guard, they were significantly better defensively.
More significant.
They were. They still weren't good, but they were better defensively.
But that's what I'm saying. Not good and significant. They're not good.
Yeah.
They're not a good defensive team.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
No, we're on the same page. They were supposed to be better.
Now, I think if they actually had a rim-protecting big who was supposed to play a little bit more than he has in Porzingis, that would go a long way. Like, the defense is much better when he's out there.
Yeah, because
he's just not out there.
But their issue right now is they got all their perimeter guys, though. Mm-hmm. The perimeter guys are supposed to be there. I understand the point where you're talking about the rim defense. That's a big-time deal. But they're not guarding the perimeter.
They're not.
Yeah, and those are all those guys that are here. They're not guarding the perimeter. You mentioned this to me, and you brought it up. And I was like, well, Jalen Johnson's a 5'2 player. Well, he got to be a better defender.
Four and a half.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I don't think that's what he's young. He'll grow into it. I think, just like you always say, it's an option if you want to do it or not. Like Dyson Daniels and all of it. Like Dyson Daniels is a wonderful defender. He's not a lockdown defender. He's a wonderful defender. But he's not supposed to be guarding Cade Cunningham. Jalen's supposed to be guarding him. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be guarding Pablo. He's supposed to be guarding those guys. And he just does it. And like you said, I love the fourth quarter defense. I thought about you the other day when the Lakers were playing the Bucks, and it was fourth quarter, and it was back and forth.
It was fun to watch.
And Giannis guarded LeBron.
Yeah.
And you know what he did, Andy? He fought through all the screens.
Yeah.
He fought through all the screens.
They can do
he
it.
He didn't switch.
No.
He didn't switch.
A big part of it is just the accepted mentality of the league now, which is for the first three quarters of the game, we switch everything. If the guy makes his open shot, they swung it around. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, well, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
do the Hawks do that in the fourth quarter? Do they fight through screens and everything? Or they the guy's coming out? Here we go. Let's just switch it.
I don't know. I mean, the Hawks are always trying to fight their way back into games anyway. But yeah, I mean, they. But that gets back to the original question of, okay, Trey's gone.
Yep.
You moved on from him.
Yep.
Why you moved on from him, whatever. But, like, what are you now? Are you, I mean, are you, you going to try to you run and be up and down team? Obviously, the defense isn't nearly what it could be. And I'll say,
what's up? It's Draymond Green back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Say that because it could be better. Because you have guys that can do it. Maybe they're exhausted because they have to do everything on offense. I don't know. But, like, I mean, you're a little longer now, you're a little younger.
Yeah.
But you're in the exact same spot you were.
Exactly.
So
what's the difference?
Nothing.
Except you don't have Trey.
There's a few different players, and you don't have Trey. You don't have a franchise. I guess Jalen's now the franchise cornerstone. But yeah, it's not great. Not great. One more trip, one more game on the West Coast, and then they come home. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? It's Draymond Green back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.